Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Yeah. Today's podcast is number 1075. Our topic is training, and the title is How Long Should You Wait to Max Out After an Injury? What an amazing question. It would be great if people considered this as an actual question they should ask themselves sometimes. Now, what I mean by this is, other than me just being a punk, is when people have some injuries, and whether it's like a single issue, like one-time injury, or it's kind of a chronic thing, too often they just keep beating the shit out of themselves by continuing to like test it. They'll do a little bit of therapy for a day, a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then they test it. And then it hurts like hell, then they do therapy for a day or 2 weeks, and then they test it and it hurts like hell, and it just keeps turning into like a cycle that doesn't seem to ever break. Or what's harder to identify is they'll have, let's just say, for example, they have a wrist pain in their squat. And they're like, man, that thing's getting, you know, annoying as hell. So I'm going to put a wrist wrap on it so that way my wrist can't bend as much. You know, maybe their wrist was kicking back and it was just kind of painful. Well, that works for a couple workouts. Then all of a sudden they start noticing, dang, I'm having like this pain on the inside of my elbow. Stupid arm. This whole just arm is just a piece of crap. Blah, 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 blah. So they start doing some therapies for their elbow. Maybe they're doing some stretches on their lats. Maybe they're doing stretches of their triceps. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're doing floss band around the muscles of their elbow. It's still kind of bugging them. They're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll take some ibuprofen before the workout. Maybe I'll rub some, you know, Icy Hot on it. And they kind of sort of get the elbow issue under control. It's lessened, but it's still kind of there. They're still using the wrist wrap for the wrist. And now all of a sudden they're having some kind of weird pain in their shoulder. Their shoulder's hurting in bench day. It doesn't seem to, the shoulder doesn't hurt on squat day, but the shoulder hurts when they bench press. And they're having some kind of weird clicky feeling. It's just kind of really tight and sore, and they're not sure what the hell's going on. The problem is all of those would have come from poor posture and shoulder blade mechanics. So you can have wrist pain, elbow pain, shoulder pain, even on the front side of your shoulder, like in your AC joint. If you have pain, what feels like under the front shoulder muscle, that can be your AC joint. And all these things can be related to just, you know, maybe tight pec muscles, maybe just improper back mechanics when you're doing bench press and squat. You're supposed to be squeezing your shoulder blades together and pulling them downward. But if you're not doing that, it can ricochet and kind of have a cascading effect of pain. So the person feels like they're constantly chasing after a pain. They just always something, man, you know, lifting weights, you just always have to feel beat up if you're lifting weights. Bullshit. No, you don't. If you have some movement mechanic issues and you got to fix those things, then yeah, you're going to feel kind of beat up for a little while as you work through them, but you shouldn't be in continuous all the time pain from lifting weights. That's not normal. That is not okay. Not at all. So if anybody tells you, you know, lifting heavy, something always hurts, bullshit. No, it doesn't. It might hurt from time to time because you're testing your body and you're kind of pushing it to its limits. And sometimes you get a little bit more above the limit than what you should have. And if we don't give proper recovery, it turns into like a small little annoying thing that we have to address, but that can eventually go away. So I've been lifting weights for, good Lord, can't do math right now. My brain's fried. 21 years. And I've had off and on pains, yes, but I don't have a single pain that has been chronic and can't be addressed in some way. Every pain I've ever had, there's been a way to address it and kind of sort it out and figure it out. And I've been able to do that for thousands of clients. One of the certifications I have is a corrective exercise specialist certification from NASM. And I got that because I had already been doing those type of therapies and things for people, but I wanted a little more kind of, you know, credentials behind it. So I started doing online client work, and a lot of the online clients were distance. So we were exchanging videos and doing things. They were trying to, one of the clients actually said that they had told a friend about getting help through me. And the friend said, well, I have a therapist friend that could do this. That guy doesn't seem to be certified in it. And so it prompted me to get the certification. So it was like little story there. But anyhow, so I've been doing it for a long time. I've done it for myself, done it for a lot of people. It's nice to have that certification now because it does give me a little more, it looks more like I know what I'm talking about because I have a piece of paper behind my name that said so. So that helps. But what I've learned a lot over the years is just how to kind of modify and change this and how to adapt to it. And I have, in my own right, had challenges and struggles with the emotional side of injury and with wanting to max out sooner than I should because I'm frustrated, pissed off, angry. I want to be successful. I want to be the best I can be, and I don't want to freaking have patience. I don't want to wait. So I've struggled with that myself. We did a podcast number 850 titled Addressing Depression When Recovering from an Injury. So if you're fighting some depressive thoughts, if you're fighting just feeling bummed out, sad, frustrated, check out podcast 850 and it'll kind of explain a little bit more about what you can do. Mental is just understanding that it will take time, and that's a good thing because through time you can continue to work on mindset, you can continue to work on technique, you can continue to refine your process. There's so much you can learn, so much you can do to set a foundation for future success while you're waiting for that injury to heal up. You also want to think long term, is in being proactive every day, doing something literally every single day. That's going to help your mindset more than anything else. So listen to podcast 850. It's definitely going to help a lot. So what kind of gave me the idea of doing today's podcast was we had somebody come to the gym recently. They had been experiencing some low back pain, had a history of shoulder pain, and they were just struggling with this. They had a trainer, they had a coach, and they'd been lifting for a while, but it just didn't seem to be working. Something wasn't working right, and they came, sought me out for a little bit of help. So we did some massage therapy, we did some active movement type therapies, and we got rid of the back pain that they were having that day. So they had left their gym crying because they were in pain and frustrated and depressed. They came to the gym. Within 40 minutes, we fixed it, so hallelujah for that. We're able to get them out of pain, get them feeling more confident. Wrote them out a daily rehab plan for them to follow. They started feeling really good, but then all of a sudden, they went back into their gym and maxed out on their squat. And it's like, oh my God. So it's like you, oh. So it was funny because their squat went okay in their mind, like they matched their old PR. So they were super excited and it didn't hurt. So part of me was like, congratulations, I'm happy for you. The other part of me was like, oh my God, don't ever do that. So I wanted to make today's podcast as kind of an explanation of why you shouldn't do that for that person, but also for all the listeners. So what we want to talk about right now is kind of the downsides of maxing out too early after an injury. And then I'm going to give you actually like what is the proper time frame to wait, that kind of stuff. So number one reason of why it's not a good idea to max out too early is you get hurt again. That kind of, I know that makes sense. But people, they'll have an injury and they're like, well, it's kind of feeling better. Not even that it actually does feel better. It's just kind of sort of not as bad. And then they just do stupid shit to it and wonder why it hurts again. And it's like, oh my gosh, what the hell? You know, so if you have like a chronic nagging annoyance, like maybe you have a hamstring annoyance, stop annoying the shit out of it. Let it, like, rest, hydrate. Eat a shit ton of protein. Give the freaking muscle time to heal. Stop annoying the crap out of it so it's always nagging. It's always there. It's always on the edge of annoyed, on the edge of injured. Don't do that. Come on now. So giving yourself more time reduces the risk of injuring it again. And always remember that another injury, it could actually be worse. It might not be a strain this time. It might be a full-on, you know, tear. So you have to be very aware of that. When you test an annoyed muscle, you can have a potentially worse injury. It might not, like, you're like, oh, you know, it's been hurting for a couple of weeks. I'll try it again. And if it doesn't, oh, well, I could try, you know, fix it for another couple of weeks. No, it might be worse. You might significantly make it worse. And every time you're testing it, you're taking it longer and longer to heal. You're getting in your own damn way of getting healthy. So even if there is no pain on that day, you still took away from the health of the injured tissues. Just like a squat on healthy tissues reduces their kind of momentary health. So you might go into a squat day and have, you know, 10 out of 10 health in all your muscles. Well, if you go in and you max out your squat, you're not walking out of there with 10 out of 10 health muscles. They're beat the hell up. So maybe they're 6 out of 10. So you're not going to go squat and then all of a sudden go outside and, you know, help deadlift a car because you're likely to get hurt, right? We know that right after workouts, we've damaged our body and we need to give our body time to heal. So you might have a muscle that came in 10 out of 10, but it's leaving 6 out of 10. Well, what happens if it only came in 6 out of 10? Now it's leaving 2 out of 10. How much longer is that going to take to get to 10? And maybe it only next time it only gets to 4. Maybe by the time you give it time to heal, it only goes from a 2 out of 10 to a 4 out of 10, but you do another 4-level workout, boom, you're at 0 and you're injured. So you max out your squat. Maybe a couple days later you do some deadlift stuff, some leg accessories. The next week you do another heavy squat. Maybe all of a sudden you're thinking, you know what, I really want to try for a big deadlift. Bam, all of a sudden you get another injury when the deadlift comes. Then it was because we never fully healed from the first damn day that you did the squat max. So these things hang around. They take time to heal. If you don't give it time, you can potentially get injured either again or worse later, and you won't even know that it's necessarily connected, but it is. The other thing we want to look at, the downside of maxing out too early, is what the hell's the value? What's the point of it? If what you're doing, like, if it has the potential risk for injury, and there is other stuff you could be doing, do the damn other stuff. So, for example, the person who maxed out in their squat, they're wanting to do powerlifting, and the squat that they did isn't quality powerlifting quality. It wouldn't count in a powerlifting meet. So they've got some stuff they got to work on. They got to work on some technique things to get their squat to parallel, to get it to where it's a healthier type of squat. So their head positioning is way off, causing their hip tilt to be way out of control. So they have what's called an open scissors type look, where it's over contracting on the lower back and it's disengaging their abdominal wall. So they're running a ton of risk of injury in their hips and lower back. And that's also causing the issue to their lower lat. So their lower lat is looking for stability and bracing off of a hip that's out of position, you know, and then the external rotation of the knees isn't happening correctly because the hips are out of position. So their knees are inward, causing them not to be able to get to parallel, and they don't have feet rooted into the floor. So as they're squatting down, they're drifting forward into their toes. So there's cascading things that are happening with their technique that all need to be addressed before you would ever max out, even on a healthy body. All of those things need to be correct. Like, you need to have perfect technique before you worry about how much weight you're putting on that technique, right? If I can't do lightweights right, how the hell am I going to do a heavyweight right? So even if you max out, what's the benefit? Given the potential for risk, given that there's a high quality other work to be done, such as working on these technique things, what's the gain? Why risk it? You say, oh, you know, mental health. Well, that's, you know, I want to feel better. I want to, you know that I'm strong. That's improper understanding. It's an improper mindset. Even if you did hit the PR, even if you did an awesome job, you still have all that other shit to work on. So why not work on that other stuff first while it doesn't risk the injury, while it allows the injury actually time to heal? And then all of a sudden, you can come back later on with a full 10 out of 10 body and kick ass. Not only hit an old PR, but destroy it. Set new PRs. I don't want to see if I'm as strong as I used to be. Screw that shit. That was the used to be me. That was the old me. I want to recover from this injury. I want to become freaking bulletproof, and I want to crush the old me. You have to think ahead. I'm not chasing who I was last week. I'm not chasing who I was last year. That's bullshit. That's the old me. There's a new me. There's been time for me to get better. There is time ahead of me to continue to get better. Don't chase an old version of yourself. Come on now. Get fired up. Get excited about the process that's in front of you. Somebody, something, life, fate, whatever, came in and said, hey, you need to take a chill pill. Here's an injury that you can't max out your stuff anymore, not safely. So take time to work on technique. Take time to work on mindset, on patience, on creating a winning mindset. That's one of the biggest kind of negatives to when you max out super early after an injury, is you're choosing quality over quantity. You're choosing the importance of weight over technique. You're choosing now. You want to heal yourself, to take care of yourself. You want to fix everything now. That's a weak mindset. Weak mindset. It risks injury. It risks quick burnout. Because you're always chasing weight, always chasing weight, always chasing weight. There's so much damn pressure on every single workout, you're going to burn out. You're going to start taking shortcuts to try to meet that pressure. You're going to undo the foundation of what's long-term successful. You're going to have huge emotional swings because you determine a good workout based on 5 pounds or 10 pounds or one rep. You're going to have a huge emotional swings because life isn't that damn consistent. You can't go in every week expecting to have a perfect session. There's stressors outside of the gym. There's sleep quality, food quality, stress quality. There's everything under the sun quality that can get in the way of workout performance. So if you hang your emotions on every damn workout, you're going to die. There's no way you're going to be in this long term. You're results driven. If you have that mindset, that is a loser mindset in the gym. And that's a loser mindset in life. You need to focus on technique first, the quality of what you're doing. It teaches you patience. It teaches you to look for the benefits of the process. You'll become long-term invested, process-driven. And that is a mindset that is successful both in the gym and outside of it. Learning to wait. Learning to be patient. Learning to look at the basics and build the foundation of the habits you want to have. Yeah, it always looks awesome when we can post some kind of kick-ass PR on Instagram. But what's all the damn work that led to that PR? You have to be willing to put in the work in the dark. Then get those light moments. Then get those shine bright moments. 99.9% of the work that is ever going to make you successful in life, in the gym and outside of it, no one will know that you're doing it. No one will see it. Frankly, no one gives a shit unless it produces something. The overwhelming majority of the work that you have to do in your life to be your best, no one will know but you. You have to understand that, accept that, and find value in that. I know every workout I've ever done, but you don't. You know every workout you've done, but I don't. We all have to understand that our journey is our experience, and it's for us. It's an experience for us. It's for us to do. It's for us to kind of navigate, to narrate, to go through in our life, to create, to write our own story. It's like an iceberg. The majority of it is under the water. The majority of what you have to do to be successful in life is under the water. It's not going to be in the light. It's going to be the crappy, cruddy moments when you're working on stupid, piddly exercises that you hate, because they're the ones that are holding you back from stuff even better. You have to learn how to live in the dark. That's how you build a winning mindset. That's how you can be long-term successful. Again, if you're struggling with the mindset of an injury, check out podcast number 850, Addressing Depression When Recovering from an Injury. Just Google it. Brutal Iron Gym Podcast 850, Addressing Depression When Recovering from an Injury. Boom. And you'll find it. If you can't find it, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So if you max out too early, it risks injury again, or even a bigger injury, or an injury in a week or two or three. And those are the hard ones because you don't even know they're connected. Also, if you max out too early, there's really no benefit to it. Who gives a shit if you match your old self? You're a new you. Chase after new things, new goals. And it doesn't improve your future. It doesn't build your character. So, how long should you wait? If it is a single-time injury, like one-time injury, you've never injured it before, brand new. Once you are kind of like, you've worked through the pain, you've done some things here and there, and all of a sudden, like one day you're like, hey, man, that actually feels kind of good. I don't even feel any pain today. That feels amazing. Wait another day. Do not do it yet. I promise you, please don't do it yet. So if it's only got to where it just kind of isn't bad, that does not mean it's good. If it only got to where, hey, I don't feel it, you know, all of the time, that means it's barely on the edge of good. Give it a little more time to build up some reserve so that we can beat the crap out of it but not have it go right back into injured. So if it's a one-time injury and you say, hey, I feel really good today, wait another day. Wait another workout. Okay, maybe even a whole other week. Now, if it's a chronic injury and it's been something that's been around for weeks or months or maybe even years, once you get it to where it can kind of sort of feel good, you still have to wait. You still have to take time. I would say a minimum 4 weeks. Keep doing the things that got it good for another 4 weeks. And then systematically in your training, progress up to where you can test it. So I've had one client, they were a CrossFit athlete, a very high level CrossFit athlete. Hip hurt for well over a year. I think it had hurt for like a year or two by the time we started working together. They had learned about me through a friend who I helped get through big injury in powerlifting. So they got back and set all new PRs even before the injury. So badass for them. So they were friends with this client. We worked together. We backed off on our weight on squats because they were having pain, like hip pain all day, especially during squats. They were crying over squats. It was a huge issue for them. It's CrossFit, you can't not squat. So that's not going to work. They thought they'd have to give up their sport. And this is what they do for a profession. This is what they do as their life. And they thought they were going to have to give it up. So we backed off on weight. We worked on correcting technique for around 6 months or so. Then we started rebuilding. It's been about a year and a half, and now they're doing freaking reps with their old PR, and they don't have an ounce of pain. There is no pain whatsoever. No more crying over squats. No more fear of squats. They feel confident. They feel in control of their body and their future and their livelihood. You can do that. So if you're working your way through an injury, it won't be there forever if you're patient and you take the time to fully let it heal. Cool. Well, if you are struggling with that, the mental part of it, listen to Podcast 850. If you're struggling with how to address it, email us, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll help you create like a game plan. Okay, just tell me what you're struggling with. We'll work together and figure it out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Well, hopefully today's podcast was helpful. Hopefully it gave you some good insight. Maybe got you fired up. Hopefully it did. It got me fired up. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. That's by far an amazing, awesome thing we can do. If we have had any benefit in our life from the podcast, please allow it to benefit others. Share it as much as you can. I sincerely appreciate it to those who do. If you like the podcast, click like on the podcast platform you're on. That helps the podcast get found in searches and things like that. So that's a really nice thing to do. Thank you. And if you like the information we present in our podcast, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Cool. Well, if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.